You know, just like with almost everything else in life, once you've got the interesting thing down, that's pretty much it. Hell, you don't even have to spell the name of our blog right. Hint, it's not TechCrunch. Sure, it helps compute part of our job, part of our job, part of our job, part of our job. You know, just like with almost everything else in life, once you've got the interesting thing down, that's pretty much it. Hell, you don't even have to spell the name of our blog right. Hint, it's not TechCrunch. Sure, it helps people do part of our job for us by providing screen caps, buttoning info, possible competitors, current functionality, future plans, launch dates, etc. First and foremost, don't bore us. We're business reporters, not robots. Yeah, sometimes there's a fine line between being creative and being a stalker, but the truth is that if you've done more than just copy and paste a press release, you've already surpassed past about 70% of our inbox. So we want to hear that you're hopped up on caffeine, malnourished, and could probably use a shower. So could we, actually. Despite the fact that our imaginations might be too vivid for your dash sex sexy. Anyone, I repeat, anyone who thinks that the words work productivity and sexy even remotely belong in the same sentence deserves some consideration. We're looking for stories, so have one. You know, just like with almost everything else in life, once you've got the interesting thing down, that's pretty much it. Hell, you don't even have to spell the name of our blog right. Hint, it's not TechCrunch. Sure, it helps you do part of our job, part of our job, part of our job, part of our job. You know, just like with almost everything else in life, once you've got the interesting thing down, that's pretty much it. Hell, you don't even have to spell the name of our blog right. Hint, it's not TechCrunch. Sure, it helps if you do part of our job for us by providing screen caps, buttoning info, possible competitors, current functionality, future plans, launch dates, etc. First and foremost, don't bore us. We're business reporters, not robots. Yeah, sometimes there's a fine line between being